You came to church. Not to seminar. You came to church. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17. Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 17. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. I teach you to profit, and I lead you by the way that you should go. Verse 18. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as the river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Exodus 23 and in verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. The profit of dedicated service. The profit of dedicated service. Like to understand very, very quickly what profit there is in being dedicated to God. And I want to say four things by way of introduction. Number one, it pays to serve the Lord, and it costs to serve the devil. It pays to serve the Lord, and it costs to serve the devil. Serving the Lord will pay you, and serving the devil will cost you. He said, I have not called you to seek me in vain. Number two, the pay of serving God spans through time into eternity. And the cost of serving the devil spans through time into eternity. The pay of serving God spans through time into eternity. And the cost of serving the devil spans through time into eternity. The meaning of that is, if you serve God well, you will experience the benefits of it on earth. And you will experience the benefits of the same in eternity. And if you serve the devil, you will experience the damages of it on earth. And the damages of it continue in eternity. The pay of serving God spans through time into eternity. And the cost of serving the devil spans through time into eternity. Number three, God is a maker of people, not a waster of people. He said, come, I will make you. That was what he told Peter in Luke chapter 5. Come and I will make you. God is a maker of people, not a waster of people. He is a maker of people, not a mocker of people. He is a maker of people, not a user of people. You can read all the way Luke chapter 5 from verse 5 all the way to verse 10. He is a maker of people, not a waster of people. He is a maker of people, not a mocker of people. God is a raiser of people, not a user of people. Men may use you to achieve what they want and dump you. But if God ever chooses to use you, it's because he wants to raise you. When we started off our journey of following God, some people thought we were wasting our lives. But I waste my life again and again on you, on you. There is profit
in being wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you.
Are you ready for number four? God can do, God has done, and can do without man. But man can never do without God. God has done and can do without man. But man can never do without God. The relationship between God and man is far more beneficial for man than for God. That statement looks very brutal, but it's reality. God has done and can do without man. But man can never do without God. Our relationship with God is more beneficial for us than it is for him. If you are talking about worshipers in heaven, for millenniums, God had angels worshiping him without the need for man. The earth existed for millenniums without man on the earth, with God. He said, let me give man the privilege of sharing my nature with him. Let's make man in our image, after our likeness. Let's give them the benefit of experiencing something. And so, it's important to know, to humble us, that our connection with God does us more good than it does for God. Having said all of that, what is the pay? What is the profit of devotion and dedicated service to God? What is the pay? What is the profit? Number one, the Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his devoted and dedicated servants. The Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his devoted and dedicated servants. Psalm 35 verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Here, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Job 36 verse 11. If they obey and they serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. The Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his devoted and dedicated servants. If you are devoted and you are dedicated, you are not meant to struggle for supernatural supplies. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. I speak by prophecy to everyone here who is serving God dedicatedly. Every spirit of scarcity and shortage and empty-handedness around your life is cursed to its roots in the name of Jesus. Provided you fulfill your place in the covenant, supernatural supply is guaranteed. The Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his devoted and dedicated servants. Number two, the Lord is committed to the health and wholeness, the health and wholeness of his devoted and dedicated servants. The Lord is committed to the health and the wholeness of his devoted and dedicated servants. The health and the wholeness. The health and the wholeness is committed. He shall take away sickness from the midst of you. He shall take away sickness from the midst of you. As you serve the Lord, he shall take away sickness from the midst of you. See something that happened in Matthew chapter 8 verse 14.
In Matthew chapter 8 verse 14, when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. He didn't pray, he touched her hand. And when she woke up, she went to do what she would have been doing if not for the sickness. She arose and immediately went to minister to them. If you are passionate about his service, you are not permitted to be tied down by affliction. If you are passionate about his service, the moment she was healed, she rose up to do what she would have been doing if not for the sickness. If you are passionate about his service, you are not permitted to be tied down by any affliction. I speak to someone here tonight. Every affliction that is distracting your commitment to God and your service to God, today it is cursed to its roots. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is committed to the health of his servants. He's committed to the health and wholeness of his devoted servants. Number three, the Lord is committed to the deliverance and liberty of his devoted and dedicated servants. The Lord is committed to the deliverance and the liberty, deliverance and liberty of his devoted and dedicated servants. He's committed to the deliverance and liberty. Psalm 91. Verse 14 to 15. Psalm 91 verse 14. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. I will deliver him. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and I will honor him because he's devoted to me, because he's dedicated to me. I am committed to his deliverance. I am committed to her liberty. That was what he told Pharaoh in Israel. Let my people go that they may serve me. Exodus chapter 7 verse 16 and Exodus chapter 8 verse 1. Let my people go that they may serve me. If anybody is willing to serve, Pharaoh must let him go. If anybody is willing to serve, Pharaoh must let him go. Let my people go that they may serve me. If anybody is dedicated to his service, no Pharaoh can tie you down. If anybody is dedicated and committed to the service of Jehovah, no Pharaoh can tie you down. Be it the Pharaoh of barrenness, or the Pharaoh of empty-handedness, or the Pharaoh of disease, or the Pharaoh of premature death, no Pharaoh can tie you down. I am here anointed by the fire of the Holy Ghost to tell someone here, every Pharaoh that is mocking your service of God, every Pharaoh that is tying down your destiny is letting you go now. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. I told you before and I tell you again, overnight tonight, your dream shall change. Your dream shall change. The way you dream, the things you see, the oppression and the affliction around you shall give way. You believe that, shall the loudest amen. That Pharaoh of ancestral curse, generational curse, causing premature death of people in your family, tonight is the end of that Pharaoh. Take your seat. Don't forget, if you are ready to serve him in dedication, no Pharaoh can tie you down. No Pharaoh can hold you down. No Pharaoh can keep you back. The Lord is committed to the deliverance and liberty of his devoted and dedicated servants. Number four, the Lord is committed to the distinction of his devoted and dedicated servants. Distinction. He is committed to his distinction. You stand out, you shine out. You stand out, you shine out. If you are dedicated and you are devoted. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 18. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 18. He said, then you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. There will be a demarcation. There will be a difference between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. He said, in that day when I make up my jewels, that was verse 17, they shall be mine, said the Lord, in the day when I make up my jewels, you become a jewel of inestimable value in the hand of your maker, if you are a dedicated, devoted servant of God, a jewel of inestimable value, if you are committed. That was what set Joseph apart from his brothers. Set Daniel apart from everyone. Esther apart. Job apart. You stand out while others fall out. You shine out while others fall out. I speak to someone here today. In your family, your star shall shine brightest. As. It's an abomination for you to be a born again dedicated child of God, and there is someone else in that family or community shining more than you. Irrespective of the occultic power they are using. Irrespective of the witchcraft power they are using. Power past power. If they are using a negative power and you are using a positive power, your positive power should be superior to their negative power. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? As you are dedicated and devoted to God, you shall shine out. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And number 5, God grants access to revelational depths for his devoted and dedicated servants. He grants you access to depths of revelation. You see what others can't see. You feel what they can't feel. He grants access to revelational depths for his devoted and dedicated servants. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 9 all the way to verse 10, he said, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. It makes you to see things, see depths that others can't see. For he said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. Psalm 25 from verse 9, verse 12. He will show them his covenant. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach his way. The way he shall choose. Verse 9. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach in his way. Go ahead. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Okay. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall shoot. His soul shall dwell at ease. The secret of the Lord is with them that are devoted to him, committed to him, that tremble at his presence and his word and fear him, and he will show them other things that others don't know. Secrets belong to intimates. You don't share secrets with everybody. It belongs to intimates. Intimacy with God is the pathway to the secrecies of God. The secrets of God. Hallelujah. Having said that, what are the areas of dedicated service that can give us profit with God? Number one is sanctuary service. In-house service. Sanctuary service. Exodus chapter 36 and in verse 1. Exodus 36 and in verse 1. Then wrought Bezaleel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary. Sanctuary service. Numbers chapter 3, verse 30 to verse 31. We saw how God and the chief of the house of the father of the families of the Kohathites shall be El Elizaphan, the son of Uziel. And their charge shall be the ark and the table and the candlestick and the altars and the vessels of the sanctuary, wherewith the minister and the hanging and all the service thereof. Sanctuary service. Sanctuary
cleaning, protocol service, ushering service, choiring service, counseling service, welfare service, prayer intercessory service, any service that directly impacts the effectiveness of the sanctuary, any service that directly evangelism service, technical service, every service that impacts directly on the order and protocol and dignity and decency and effectiveness and productivity within the service is a service that holds profit for you with God. Don't be an executive Christian. Be a functional Christian. Be a functional Christian. Be a Christian that is dedicated, devoted, committed. Do something in the sanctuary directly or indirectly. It holds you profit with God. I started sanctuary service from when I rededicated my life to Christ about 36 years ago in the year of 1986. The first thing I did was to enter the church, the campus fellowship, where I was going to attend the fellowship, cleaned out the place first, and then came out and stood as an usher to welcome the people into the church, into the fellowship. That was my first time there. Nobody knew me, but I was addicted and passionate for service from that scratch. And God said, you are serving at that level. Let me take you to some level. Am I communicating? Sanctuary service. Number two is worship service. Worship service. Acts chapter 13 verse 1. Bible speaking about the certain prophets and teachers that were in the church in Antioch, as they, in verse 2, it said, as they ministered to the Lord. That is, as they served the Lord, and the word minister, there is also worship the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, that is worship service. Psalm 100 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Will somebody make that noise right now? Woo! Hey! He said, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord, not with sadness, not with gloominess. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Your worship is your service. Your worship is part of your service. No wonder Jesus told Satan, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew chapter 4 and in verse 10, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shalt thou serve. Worship service. When worship is going on, and you are standing like Standard Bank, whether you are a staff of Standard Bank or whatever, something is wrong. Most people that are like that, publicly are like that, privately. It's not a matter of I'm a gentleman. Nobody was more gentle than David. Am I communicating? It's an attitude towards Jehovah. In my class, I was given the award of Gentleman of the Year. That's my medical school class, 500 level. I was the gentlest gentleman on the class. That's how gentlemen behave. You understand what I'm saying? If God has really taken a hold of your life, you lose composition. Any day, any time in his presence. Any day, any time in his presence. Any day, any time in his presence. There is nothing under heaven. It doesn't matter whether president is there. If he come on you, say that he didn't come on you. Hey! You say, I came into church depressed. It doesn't matter. Clean the... At midnight, Paul and Silas danced. Their backs were bleeding. They whipped them black and blue. At midnight, Paul and Silas danced. They prayed. They sang praises until the prisoners heard them. Worship in the church. Worship in your closet. Worship in your car. Worship in your bathroom. Worship in your study is part of your service. Do you know it's possible to be a singer and not be a worshiper? It's possible to be a Christian musician and not be a worshiper. You're just a performer. a pulpit pastor. He doesn't know nothing about worship. He has not had a personal worship time in his closet. It's strange to worship. It's possible to be in the choir and don't know nothing about worship. Am I communicating? And it has nothing to do with a singing voice. If a noise is joyful, it equals worship.
He said, make a joyful noise. He didn't say, make a joyful music. He didn't say, make a joyful melody. Michael W. Smith says, when the music fails and all is stripped away. Please put that lyric on the screen. Yes, go ahead. And all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of what? That will bless your heart. I will bring you more than a song. For a song in itself is not what you are looking for. You search much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you are looking into my heart. That is what do I feel? What am I feeling about you per time? Your worship is a major department of your service. Don't go to church without serving God through worship. Sunday morning is called Sunday worship service. We came to worship and we came to serve. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Lift your hands and say, Father, I am here to worship you. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat. 1 minute. I round off now. Number 3 is prayer service. Praying, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Praying kingdom expansion prayers. Kingdom exploding prayers. Kingdom enlarging prayers. Kingdom advancing prayers is part of our service to God. Let me show you that in Luke chapter 2 verse 36. Luke chapter 2 verse 36. He said, there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with one husband 7 years from her virginity. That is, she married for 7 years, being a virgin, and the husband died, and she became a widow. And remained a widow for 84, okay, became 84. And she was a widow of about 84 years. 84 years old. Now look at this. And she departed not from the temple. Doing what? But served God through what? Through fastings and prayers. Night and day. Her fasting, her prayer was her kingdom service. Am I communicating? Ensure that you embark upon the prayer service. Engage in the prayer service. Pray for revival. Now, there's something we need to pray for. One of the frontline evangelistic ministries in the whole world, their evangelism director sent me a text message and he said, I should pray along with them. He said, because they have not been able to fulfill ministry for the last, getting close to 1 year now, since the lockdown. Do you understand? Meetings where 1 million people will gather at once. 1.5 million, 2.5 in open air crusade. No land is ready to accept that now. They call a demon called COVID. And if we say that we are in the end time is the time for the greatest harvest of souls. And in the time of the greatest harvest of souls, there is a bastard devil that said that the harvest should not happen. Then that devil should be shown the road back to hell. This is the time for us to pray like we have never prayed before. Father, let your will be done. The souls must be saved. And the nations must open up. Missionaries must go into nations. The nations must open up for this last end time harvest. Let this burden occupy your heart. Church can hold, but a ministry that is only crusades is not holding. I mean, and mega crusades. You want to go to Germany? Who will allow you? Kenya? Ghana? Oh no. They say COVID. They say social distance. And crusade ground has no distance. you to take that burden in your heart. I planted that burden in the prayer people yesterday and even in the pastor's forum in the afternoon. And I want to plant that burden in your heart now. The nations must open up. Crusades must commence again. Whatever it will take for Jehovah in this time to ensure that his agenda for the end time be fulfilled, let it be. And because there is a revival coming that COVID cannot stop. That amen is too paralyzed. Will you jump on your feet and shout the loudest amen? Amen. Remain standing up on your feet. There's something that God is doing that no COVID can stop. Somebody say, do it, Lord. There is something God is doing now. Something God is about to do that is starting now that no COVID can stop. And I declare it by an apostolic and a prophetic mantle. The barriers into the nation, we command you to collapse. We decree the door of evangelism open worldwide. Physical evangelism in the name of Jesus. Remain standing. Sanctuary service, worship service, prayer service. Finally, soul winning service. Take your seat. I'm just trying to rush so that we can beat this time. Soul winning service. He sent them in Luke chapter 10 verse 1. Go two by two. He appointed seven and sent them. That is service. Luke 22:35. When I sent you without pause or script, lacking anything, they said nothing. That was service. We serve the Lord as we rescue the lost into the kingdom. We serve the Lord as we give Jesus Christ fulfillment, making him excited that his sacrifice on Calvary was not a waste. We do God's service. My dear brothers and sisters, sanctuary service, worship service, prayer service, soul winning service. Conclusion, it pays to serve the Lord. Don't waste your lifetime serving yourself. Don't waste your lifetime serving the enemy. It pays to serve the Lord. Don't waste your lifetime serving yourself. Serve in the sanctuary. Serve in worship. Serve in prayer. Serve in soul winning. I'll talk more about that as we step in to Sunday service. Anywhere you are this evening, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to serve the Lord. I want to dedicate and devote my life to Jesus. I want to live for him. I have lived for myself for a long time. I want to have my sins forgiven. You have seen all manner of miracles here tonight. Divine encounters and divine visitations. And you want to serve the Lord. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and come forward. Let's pray for you.